Good afternoon. Welcome to Light's second quarter 2019 earnings conference call. Today with us, we have Mrs. Ana Marta Veloso, CEO, Mr. Roberto Barroso, CFO, and all other executives in the company. Today's live webcast and presentation may be accessed through Light's website at ri.light.com.br. We would like to inform you that this event is recorded and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Light's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Light management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand the general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Light and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now I'll turn the conference over to Mrs. Ana Marta Veloso, who will begin the conference. Mrs. Veloso, you may proceed.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'd like to thank you all for attending our conference call on the earnings of the second quarter 2019. Just after the first 100 days with the new management, we already have solid results to present. In July, Light started a new page in its history. Our first priority in 2019, which was to achieve a better balance between debt and equity, was accomplished with great success. In July, we concluded our follow-on with a primary and secondary trends. CEMIG reduced its stake in Light's capital from 49.9% to less than 23%. Thus, we are now a company with capital diluted among several domestic and foreign shareholders with a governance and ownership structure that allow us to pave the way to become one of the best energy companies in the country, despite the complexity of our concession area. The primary tranche allowed a financial injection of 1.8 billion reais in Light SESA. We are now a capitalized company led by a professional and aligned management with variable compensation in bonus linked to aggressive targets and in stock options already approved on July the 4th. We have a structured work plan monitored weekly at our executive board meetings and reflecting our values. Transparency, focus, simplicity, sense of ownership, meritocracy, and integration. Based on these values, we closely monitor the key drivers of our business results that, as you know, are focused on the distribution business turnaround. The first one is sustainable reduction of non-technical losses, always monitoring the collection rates. The second one is the liability management focused on value generation. Third one, the reduction of contingencies generated by commercial areas processes. The fourth, PMSO control. The fifth, maintenance of the quality of supply and prudent investments. The sixth, improvement on the variable compensation linked to targets. The seventh, agility and efficiency in the corporate areas such as HR, IT, procurement, and legal. And the seventh, divestment of non-core assets. In terms of losses, we carried out a complete restructuring on the commercial areas. Today, under Dalmer's leadership, the officer responsible for the turnaround in Light's quality indicators since 2013. We strengthened the commercial team and increased our focus on fighting non-technical losses. We have improved the strategy of the plan and are acting more decentralized, with fronts based on our five regionals. This way of action will allow us an improved few actions to monitoring mainly based on better management, engagement, and focus of our own and outsourced teams. As more immediate actions, we are inspecting by the end of the year Light's 60,000 largest clients that represent 50% of the revenue, refining the billing process, improving internal processes linked to non-technical losses, and investing in public lightning audits. In addition, we have already changed the way we hire third parties, which is key to better align our work in the low voltage market, among other actions that will allow us a reversal of growing losses in coming quarters. We reaffirm that there is still a lot of work to be done in the areas we call possible areas, where the loss level of about 17% of the grid load is very high when compared to other concessions located in the southeast region. On the collection side, we keep our attention on the use of adequate collection instruments, keeping provision for doubtful accounts under control as we move forward in the fight against loss. After the follow-on settled on July the 16th, LIFE, the consolidated net debt EBITDA ratio, dropped from 3.69 times in the 2019 second quarter to less than 3 times. Our financial area, led by Barroso, is working on a liability management plan, especially for LIFE SESA, so that the company can benefit from an improvement in corporate ratings, the downward trend in interest rates, and in increased liquidity in the domestic market. Such initiatives will result in a consistent reduction of financial expense in the following quarters. We are also improving the management of the customer relationship, which was affected by the on-site billing program, meter reading and bill printing altogether, since it has several instabilities in its implementation. Our challenge is to face the judicialization and reverse the growing contingencies, some associated to difficulties of our concession area, and others to internal processes already under improvement. The greater synergy between the commercial and engineering areas and improvement management of corporate areas, led by Claudio, who was LIFE CFO in my previous management, will be key for the company to be able to deliver better operational results while reducing PMSO expenses. Currently, PMSO expenses are close to those supported by the tariff, but we have to reduce them further to offset the PDA and the contingencies that will be above regulatory level in coming years probably. All this adds to the reduction in energy losses in our effort to bring LIFE SESA actual EBITDA close to the regulatory one. We are developing our people management model, strengthening an internal culture of ownership focused on achieving results, valuing employees based on meritocracy, safety, and ethics, following the example of the country's most efficient distribution companies. Regarding LIFE's investments in non-core assets, we remain committed to continuing Renova's corporate and financial restructuring plan. This plan aims to address its capital structure, allowing to balance its cash generation and also honor its commitments. Negotiations continue between Renova and ISTT regarding Alto Sertão 3's wind complex, as well as part of the project's pipeline. The final closing of the transaction has to comply with certain conditions precedent. Within the scope of Renova's restructuring process, the NDS rolled out Alto Sertão 3 financing to October 15, 2019. Regarding other investments which we have joint control, we will continue to seek the reduction of injections, of capital injections, and we will start a structured sale process until the end of this year. Regarding the PIS/COFINS question, on August 7, 2019, the court issued a final decision in favor of LIFE SESA, recognizing the right to exclude ICMS tax from the calculation basis of PIS/COFINS federal tax with retroactive effect to January 2002. LIFE is conducting a legal and tax analysis of impacts, which will be recognized in the quarters of the third quarter, in the results of the third quarter. Now moving to this quarter consolidated results, there was a positive impact due to seasonality in the generation market with higher GSF year over year and due to the new sales by the trading company. On the other hand, the distribution company was affected by increased energy loss. Energy consumption in LIFE concession area, the grid load, increased by 4.9% year over year due to the higher average temperatures. The billed market decreased 2.8% year over year, mainly due to increased loss. REM volume in the quarter was of 45 gigawatts hour versus 235 gigawatt hour in the second quarter of 2018. Excluding this effect of the REM, the market was in line with the previous quarter. With the restructure of the commercial area, field activities related to combat non-technical losses are being resumed as of August. Total loss in the grid load reached 25.76% in the second quarter of this year versus 24.49% in the first quarter of the year. We are currently 6 percentage points above the regulatory level of 19.6%, according to the parameters established in the last tariff adjustment in March 2019. According to the priorities previously addressed, we are ready to resume the downward trend in order to reduce losses and get closer to the regulatory level by March 2022, the date of the next tariff review. The total collection rate for the 12 months ended June 2019 was of 97.88%, in line with March 2019. PDA ended the quarter at 1.8% versus 2.1% of the total revenues in the first quarter, down mainly due to the lower REM revenue. The improvement in the public sector collection rate should be noted, which ended the year with a cumulative 12-month rate of 103.9%, up 5.1 percentage points year over year, mainly due to the increased revenue from the state government and the negotiation with the City Hall of Rio de Janeiro Municipality. Regarding the quality of supply, Light continues to deliver great results. The new officer, Pimenta, is challenged to continue Dahmer's work, mainly through process improvements and prudent investments. There is still much to be done, especially supplying some isolated clients. In this quarter, DEC 12 months was 8.36 hours, up 3% over March 2019, due to a higher number of climate events we had in the period. The increased violence also prevented Light from working faster to restore client supplies in risky areas. FEC was 4.38 times, nearly in line with March's results. FEC depends more on the network's quality and on disbursed capex. Light's consolidated net debt totaled 7.9 billion reais in the second quarter of 2019, down 3% quarter over quarter, mainly due to the swap gain related to the bond contracts. The net debt EBITDA ratio was 3.69 times in June 2019, still below the contractual level of 3.75 times. With the follow-on capitalization of 1.8 billion reais, we will strengthen and optimize our capital structure, thereby reducing our indebtedness level, increasing our book value, and improving the distribution company's cash position. In line with the debt reduction strategy, last week we concluded the first transaction over the follow-on with the early redemption of the issue of Light Cesar debentures with Banco do Brasil, totaling 328 million reais. This debt's cost was CDI plus 3.5% a year, and its final maturity would be in March 2021. In the generation segment, the higher average GSF and the significantly lower PLD quarter over quarter generated a 42% reduction in operating expenses and allowed Light Energia's adjusted EBITDA to the end the quarter at 148 million reais, 43% higher versus the second quarter of 2018. Over the past 6 months, Light has made energy purchases for the second half to defend against the effects of the lower GSF expected for that period of the year. Now I give floor to Roberto Barroso, our CFO, who will present in further detail our second quarter's results.
Yeah, thank you, Ana. Good afternoon. In the slide number 2, we saw the increase in our grid load, almost 5% in the second quarter of 2019, comparing to the same period of 2018. But By the other side, the bidded market reduced 2.8% in the second quarter of 2019, mainly due the reduction of rain volumes bidded in the second quarter of 2019. Going to the slide number 3, the quality indicators, we saw an increase in the duration of the interruptions of almost 7% due to the climate events occurred in the months April and May. And by the other side, the frequency of the interruptions, we finished the second quarter with a reduction of 7% when we compare with the same period of 2018. Going to the slide number 4, the net revenue reduced almost 5% when we compare with the same quarter of 2018. But the PMSO, the personal material services and other expenses, represented a reduction of almost 5% in the second quarter of 2019, 237 million reais, when compared with the 248 million reais expenses in the second quarter of 2018. Going to the slide number 5, the financial highlights, we saw a reduction in our EBITDA of almost 14% in the second quarter of 2019, mainly related to the distribution company, and we saw a slight increase in the commercialization arm and a good increase in the EBITDA from the generation arm. Looking to the net earnings, we saw a good financial result in the second quarter of 2019, which permitted to us to increase the net earnings of 160% in the first semester of 2019, 175 million reais, comparing to 67 million reais in the first half of 2018. In the second quarter of 2018, we presented a losses of 25 million reais, and we disclosed net income of 11 million reais in the second half of 2019. Going to the slide number 6, we saw an increase in the energy losses from 24.5% in the first quarter of 2019 to 25.76% of the total losses in the second quarter of 2019. The gap between the actual losses and the regulatory target implied in our tariff increased to 6 percentage points by the end of the second half of 2019. Going to the slide number 7, we saw a reduction of the REN issuance. We closed the 12-month period with the total REN bidded of 363 gigawatts, and we saw at the same level a reduction in the allowance for debt accounts from 2.1% in the first quarter of 2019 to 1.8% in the second quarter of 2019. Going to the slide number 8, the collection rate increased from 97.2% to 97.8%, and we disclosed a good performance in the large clients and in the public sector. We finished the public sector collection rate of almost 104% in the second quarter of 2019. In the slide number 9, we saw the provision for contingencies. We saw an increase in the second quarter of 2019, as well an increase in the first half of 2019 when we compare with the same period of last year, mainly in the civil contingents, mainly related to the commercial area. We are trying to improve this, our internal proceeds, to reduce the provisions in the next quarters. Talk a little bit about the EBITDA in the slide 10. We saw a reduction in our EBITDA by segment in the distribution arm, mainly regarding to the increase in our energy losses. And we saw an increase in our EBITDA from the generation and the commercialization arm, mainly regarding to the GSF and the seasonalization of our trading company. Looking to the first semester, we saw an increase in our EBITDA from 980 million reais to 959 million reais, almost 5% in this period, with the same structure, a reduction in the distribution arm and increase in the generation and commercialization arm. In the slide 11, we saw the maturity of our debt. The biggest part of the maturity is after 2023. After the follow-on, we will be able to finish the covenant net debt to EBITDA below 3x in compliance with our local covenants and the covenants of our bonds. And the cost of our debt, we believe that it will be reduced in the next quarter, mainly regarding to the anticipation of the prepayment of our highest cost of our debt. In the last slide, number 12, we show to the market a reduction of the participation of CEMIG after the follow-on to below 23%, and the other shareholders represent more than 7% of the capital of Light. Now Light has become a true corporation, and we believe we are ready to present to you a better result in the next quarter. And now we are available for a Q&A, and thank you very much.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch tone phone at this or any time. If at any point your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing the hashtag key. Questions will be taken in order they are received. We do ask that when you post your question, do you pick your handset to provide optimum sound quality? Please hold while we poll for questions. Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. Mr. Marcelo Sá from Banco Itaú would like to ask a question. Please, Mr. Marcelo, you may proceed.
Good afternoon, everyone. I have one question regarding your receivables. When I look at the receivables account, the amount of debt by installments increased by nearly 100 million reais this quarter. You have more than 1.3 billion reais in debt by installments. So what I want to ask you is, how do you guys plan to recover this amount from clients? What is your strategy to recover this money? Thank you.
Thank you, Marcelo. We have already started a lot of plans to improve our proceeds in our commercial area. Dalmer started in the commercial area by the end of June, and we started a lot of small projects to improve reduction of losses and as well an improvement in our collection rate. We believe that these projects will permit it to us to start to collect over than 60% of our rain billed from now on, and as well, which will permit to us to collect the stock of receivables not provisioned by the second half of 2019. We believe that this amount will be receivable in the next 2 years.
Okay, thank you. And another question: do you think the level of delinquency that you guys have booked is sufficient or do you think you can eventually revise this number upwards?
I think the number is correct. That's why I didn't make any adjustment when I came into the company again. But marginal adjustments we can maybe make in the following quarters, but at the moment, I don't think this will be necessary.
And considering an improvement in the energy losses combat in the future, we don't expect to be below 2% of allowance for debt to accounts in the future. Considering efficient program of reduction of losses, we believe that will be a little bit above 2% in the next years.
Okay, thank you very much.
Remembering, if you have a question, please try star 1. Mr. Eder Castro would like to ask a question. Mr. Ed.
Good evening. Thank you very much for taking my question. I was wondering if you have an internal target for these non-technical losses that you would like to achieve at the end of this year or 2020, to have a guidance on that.
Thank you, Heather. Generally, we don't give guidance to the market, but in our plan, we imagine that we can reduce 1 percentage point of total losses year after year in the next following 4 years in order to reach the regulatory target. And you can imagine 1 percentage point, of course, started in August 2019. Maybe in the first year we will not achieve this 1 percentage point because we are making important adjustments in the team and the way we operate in the field. But that's our expectation, and we really think that it's achievable only working in what we call the possible areas, not having to work in favelas and risk areas and so on. Because in the possible areas, we have total energy losses of around 17 points and some concessions in the southeast region of Brazil, they have in their whole area numbers much lower than that. So there's a lot of room to work.
Okay, and related to that, how these synergies or reduction in non-technical losses will be accomplished? It is linked to reduction of cost or more employing the resources more efficiently from the cost size, or it is linked to more investments?
It's a plan that is more focused on improving the management, improving the way we work in this kind of problem. But some capex will be necessary in changing meters, in better measuring where the problem is located, and making some investments in the grid in order to become more difficult to steal energy from light grid and so on. But the program is much more focused in management. In the OPEX, I don't think it will increase. It will decrease, in fact, because now we have a privatized company with teams more integrated, and I think that we will achieve at the same time reduction in commercial energy losses and also in the PMSO level.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. I'll turn over to Mrs. Ana Marta Veloso for closing remarks. Mrs. Veloso, you may proceed now.
Thank you. We keep our commitment to increase and improve our corporate governance and transparency in our relationship with investors, clients, and stakeholders in general. And I'd like to thank you very much for attending our conference call. And our IR team is available for further clarifications if you want to. And I would like to introduce Rodrigo Vilela, who will be our Head of Investor Relations, strengthening and restructuring our team. Good afternoon for all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes today's Fly Earnings Conference Call. You may disconnect your lines at this time.